Would you be more willing to go to a restaurant if you knew everyone working there had been vaccinated against COVID-19? Jason Berry hopes so. He's founder of Need Hospitality and Design in Washington, D.C. The restaurant company is planning to pay its workers to get vaccinated. Berry is joining other companies like Dollar General, McDonald's, Trader Joe's, and the Olive Garden by compensating workers to get a shot. Jason Berry, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
And what's the plan? How are you going to make this work for your employees?
Well, we wanted to have an opportunity to encourage everybody to get vaccinated. And I think the restaurant industry employees are a unique group because they're generally very young. They feel that they're going to live forever, as many young people do, and don't always have health insurance and don't always take good care of themselves. And so given that the virus has not focused on young people as much as older people and people with pre-existing conditions, we had to find a way to encourage our teammates to take better care of themselves. And so we came up with a plan to incentivize them to get vaccinated. And the plan is pretty simple. If you are an hourly employee, you're going to receive 4 hours of extra pay at your regular wage rate. And if you're a salaried employee, we're going to give you an extra day of paid vacation.
And help me do the math here just a little bit. So what kind of dollar figure does that look like for a typical hourly employee?
Minimum wage here is $15 an hour. The majority of our employees are tipped employees, so they receive minimum wage. We have about 300 employees, 320 employees right now. And I don't have a calculator in front of me, but my guess is right around, you know, $20,000. Plus the salaried employees adds a whole lot more. We have about 30 of those.
So who's eligible? Is it everyone from your office workers to the bus staff and bartenders, everybody?
Any employee, yep, absolutely.
All right, so the other question is, when are they going to be eligible to get these shots? Because right now, not all frontline workers can get in line.
Well, we were supposed to be eligible February 1st. Of course, vaccines are pretty delayed, unfortunately, and hospitality is one of the essential groups, but not obviously at the top of the list.
Okay, so that's got to happen first before any of this can happen. But, you know, there are
absolutely
two reasons that I can think of doing something like this. Number one, it's probably good business for you. And number two, it's probably just the ethical, the right thing to do. How did you make the decision here to do this?
Well, definitely the latter was number one. It's the right thing to do for our teammates, given the concerns we have. And this is really one of the only businesses that I can think of where you're exposed to people with their mask off. You have to take your mask off to eat. And our staff, you know, stays away from the tables as much as possible, but they have to visit the tables to bring them food and drink. And so that was really important to us to find a way to help protect our teammates. And secondly, you're right, it is good business. And I'm hoping that sharing what we're doing, what some other companies are doing, that we can encourage others in our industry to get their teammates vaccinated. I think that we need to find a way to communicate to the public that it's safe to eat in restaurants. And one of the ways we can do that is by sharing that our teammates are vaccinated. And, you know, just like the health department in many cities will put a letter grade in your window, perhaps there's a way to say this restaurant is 96% staff vaccinated or something along those lines to encourage people to enter our restaurant and feel safe that they can eat there.
Is part of the issue that you're trying to overcome vaccine hesitancy on your staff? Have you heard of that? Do you think this would help?
You know, I haven't heard directly from any of our staff that they're vaccine hesitant. I'm sure there are some when you have a population of, you know, 320. But yes, we feel that as the leaders of the company, if we believe in vaccines and we believe in science and health, hopefully they'll follow our lead if they're wishy-washy on what to do and take the vaccines when they're offered to them.
And have you had any outbreaks of COVID since the pandemic started inside your restaurants?
No outbreaks. In fact, not one contact tracing event since we reopened our restaurants in early June has occurred in any of our restaurants. And I'm really proud of that. We've had people that have had to, you know, take time off because they may have caught COVID from some other place, but no contracted cases in the restaurants that we're aware of.
You know, Jason, for a year now, almost, I've been speaking with restaurant owners who've just taken a huge, huge hit financially, emotionally. Some are barely hanging on. Some have closed. But it's interesting because you appear to be doing quite well, and I see that you're opening several more restaurants this year. How are you able to pull that off at this time?
Well, we've got great investors. We've got great brokers who help us find locations, and we have a good reputation. know, I thought on March 16th last year, when all of my restaurants were closed, I thought my career was over and I have to go find a new job. It wasn't quite that simple, but it was one of the most emotional days I've had in my life. Once the dust settled a little bit and the government helped with the PPP immensely, the SBA helped with loans, and our landlords have been really good. We're fortunate enough to have big waterfront restaurants with a lot of patio space, and our landlords gave us more space to use so that we could get more tables outside. So there have been a few silver linings to this terrible cloud over our industry, but we're just happy to have our employees employed and our restaurants exist, and we know that we're going to come back from this hopefully this spring or summer as the world starts to settle post-vaccine and come out of this pandemic.
Jason Berry, founder of Need Hospitality and Design. It's a Washington, D.C. restaurant company that will pay its workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Jason, thank you very much for speaking with us, and best of luck to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.